Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Drive Green Demo Days is coming to a John Deere dealer near you. This is your chance to test drive the latest John Deere and competitive equipment. Get coupons good for $500 off a compactor utility tractor and hundreds off attachments that enhance the performance of your tractor. And when you register, you'll be entered to win a new 32-horsepower 3E compact tractor package with loader and rotary cutter. For complete rules on the Drive Green giveaway and to find your local event, visit johndeere.com/drivegreen. Be there.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joining us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, here we go with another week getting ready to start here in just a little bit. It's close on Friday. Cattle futures, really poor day. Triple-digit lows across the board. Hogs, though, continue to have some pretty decent numbers. They were higher.
That's right. The hog market did manage to get a positive close. But as you said, Dave, more downside, more negative trading, more negative closes for the cattle complex, and large triple-digit losses took place on Friday, large enough that we saw the April contract down the $3 limit. That means today, live cattle will have the expanded trading limits of $4.50. Now, we did see some cash trade in Kansas. Have yet to confirm a large amount, but it was mostly at $163, which is $4 less than the previous week. Choice box beef was also down $1.88 on Friday. Selects up or down 254, had a total movement of 138 loads. Cattle kill only 90,000 head Friday. The weekly kill only 502,000 head. And the cash feeder index was down $1.32 Friday. At the close Friday, June cattle were 277 lower. May feeders down 397. And June lean hogs $1.35 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures now here this morning. And as we finish the week on Friday, the wheat futures ended with higher numbers across the board. Corn and soybeans, though, were lower on Friday.
Yes, our wheat futures were the only thing that managed to pull out a positive trade Friday. While the corn and beans were just a little bit lower, there was really no big fresh news out there to sway the market one direction or the other. For the week last week, we saw May corn lose 10 cents, May KC wheat lost 24, and May soybeans lost 35 cents for the week. Now, rain over the weekend was spotty at best. There was no big general movement of rain in large amounts. There was some isolated areas that could have varied anywhere from a half inch to an inch, and a lot of stuff that was less than a half inch. But the ideal of rain moving across this weekend in the southern plains and more chances in the forecast weighed on our wheat futures on Sunday evening's trade. Now, we will see at 11 o'clock this morning the monthly NOPA soybean crush. It's estimated to come in at 154.8 million bushels of soybeans. At the moment, the May KC wheat is 17 cents lower. May corn's down 2 cents. May soybeans a penny and a quarter higher. May cotton's 19 points lower. May crude oil 77 cents higher. June gold down $4.10. The June dollar index is 44.5 cents higher. That puts us back over the $100 mark. And June Dow Jones futures 24 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. That'll be another fun one. We'll look forward to that. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.